low, middle, or low, you know, maybe middle to low. You don't really have a high income bracket, you know.
Okay. All right. No. No.
I guess black. The black section maybe would be considered poor. But it wouldn't be considered a bum or slum section.
Okay.
There's some nice homes there. It just depends on who the people are.
Fort Meade just sounds like a peachy keen place to live.
Really.
Okay. Terms for pornographic films and places where they're shown. What are some terms for pornographic films?
Pornographic films, pornos, skin flicks.
Okay.
Is that it? Porno, skin flicks,
stat, you have insurance tags?
No.
Okay.
Heard of stag shops.
Alright, so we used to call them stag.
Heard of head shops.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
That's for the, oh, that's another thing for, you were asking for a drug you gotta go, yeah, or addict, I'd call them a head.
Okay.
I call them heads all the time, I don't think of that.
Oh, well, all right. What about terms, places where they're shown?
What about places where they're shown?
Yeah, and what do you call the places where they're shown?
Theaters.
Okay.
Just maybe a. Gosh, I don't know. Gosh, what do you call one? Just pornographic bookstore, pornographic film shop. I don't really have any slangs for that. I don't, because you don't deal much with that for me. I've just been really good at slangs for it.
Okay, that's fine.
Excuse me. I know you just love me making myself comfortable as a fellow.
Go ahead, I don't care.
You come and sleep when you go to the gross and be coming over.
Don't worry about it. Let me see. What federal and city employees besides the firemen and policemen have to work in the neighborhood as well as yours? In terms of, okay, what other kind of city-oriented people do you know of that work in Fort Meade?
The guys that work for the sanitation department.
Called?
The garbage collectors.
Okay, and who else?
The garbologist.
Yeah.
Or whatever else we call them. Of course, we've already mentioned policemen, but then there's the city commission.
Okay.
Commissioners. Then there's the guys that work for, like, the parks and recreation. The guys that work the power lines, you know,
okay.
That kind of thing, or guys that work on the...
What about the guy that delivers your mail?
The mailman, I should have thought of him a long time ago.
Okay.
The guys that do just city maintenance, I don't know what you call them. I guess there's different divisions, but they're just city employees, municipal, you can't say municipal workers. We don't have bus drivers or anything like that, so we don't have to worry about that. Let's see, what else do we have?
What kind of people do you have with political influence? Yeah.
We have a senator in Fort Meade. That's what you
need. okay. Like,
we have a city commission.
What's the man in charge of Fort Meade called?
The city manager.
In terms of political. I mean, like, is he the mayor or is he the...
City manager.
Or governor. Or city manager he's called?
Yeah, I think so. We have a city commission that seats a city manager. It may have a mayor. I'm not sure if it has a mayor, too. But I think the city manager is one sort of... It's a thing. I think they rotate on that.
Okay. Well, what do you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
What would I say he has?
Yeah.
Clout. Or patronage, maybe.
Okay. You ever heard the term political influence?
Political influence? Yeah. That's just sort of saying a little easy. I was just trying to think of some
other. No, good. Good.
So,
go ahead.
Political influence, of course, would be another one. By all means.
Like mailman, that ranks me.
Yeah. Corrupt.
Okay. All right.
No, not corrupt. I don't know. Just political influence.
Okay. Well, what do you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, and performs no services, but draws a salary anyway?